You've discovered High Climb Radio.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
From a little cabin in the woods in the mile-high town of Idlewild, California. You're listening to the independently produced podcast for truly independent musical artists.
Hey, welcome to High Climb Radio. I'm your host, Eric Bolton. This is episode 8, and I want to start things off by thanking all of you who have been listening to the podcast. Those of you who are new to High Climb Radio, this is an independently produced podcast for independent music artists who self-produce their own music projects and who have agreed to share the music with me so that I can share it with you. Each week, I spotlight an indie artist. I also offer up a two-for-one that's playing two songs by the same artist back-to-back. I add in a random quote of the week, and when there's time, sometimes I'll play a little something that I am creating myself. I call that a work in progress. Each time I sit down to record the podcast, I get really excited because in between episodes, I've been making a lot of great connections with you, the listeners. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and I'll give you web addresses and all of that later on. But I have been led to some new music the past few weeks, and I've been able to introduce artists who are new to High Climb Radio to you. And that just really makes me happy. That's one of my original goals for this podcast. Within the past couple episodes, I've played some music by a friend of mine named Joseph Tobin. And this week, he is my spotlight artist. And we're going to kick things off with a song from Joseph called Maria.
So I'll be on my way. shake these memories. You can run to Minnesota, but you'll come walking back to me.
Joseph Tobin, from his 2015 indie release, The Rogue Collective, that song is called Maria. Because Joseph is my Spotlight Artist of the Week, I'll be circling back to him before the end of the program. I'm really glad you've joined me for this week's musical journey, and I'd like to keep things moving with a song from my friend Quinby Iandiorio, and music from Quinby and the West of Wayland Band. It's been a couple weeks since I've played her music, and she's so good. Here's one from her Pretty Little Thing album. This song is called Too Much.
I know I lay too loud, and I know I smoke too much, and I know I stay too long. Baby, when you've had enough, and I know I play too hard, I know I drink more than my share. It seems I'd be hard to trust. And baby, I know you're scared, but my heart is true. And my love is strong. And baby, truth is, you don't want me along. So show me you care, boy. Oh, let me move on. 'Cause my words aren't a lie. I think too much, and I know I sing too loud, and I'm not a graceful one. I know I stick out in the crowd, and I know I flirt. Jokes are crude and cheap, but I won't play games with you. I've got nothing up my sleeve, 'cause my love is true and my feelings don't lie. One more night, love. when you feel your heart grow. Then you turn me away, love, like you want me to go.
That's Quenby Iandiorio and her West of Wayland band. She goes by Quenby and Wow. That's from her indie music project, Pretty Little Thing. And the song was Too Much. As I mentioned on a past episode, Quenby and I studied with the same acting teacher in Los Angeles. And she moved out to Austin, where she really got her feet wet in the music business and perfected her craft. She's been writing songs ever since and performing live. She toured the country. She lives up in Livingston, Montana now. And if you'd like to hear more of her music, you can listen to previous episodes of High Climb Radio, or you can go to her website, quenbywowband.com. And there are links to all the High Climb Radio artists' music on my website, ericbolton.com. As I say every week, the music I play on this program is eclectic. I'm open to playing any genre, as long as the music is original and it's independently produced. I like to give the artists an opportunity to be heard. And this next artist is somebody that I've played on the last two episodes. I really love his music. But before I hit play, I'm wondering if you're noticing any themes that are emerging during this week's podcast. It inevitably happens and it's organic. I'll play this next song and then talk a little bit about what I'm noticing. This is John Bishop from his EP, Three Songs from North Hollywood. This song is called Long Drive Home.
Killing, but I'll do it for the money. And I sleep soundly neath the low-hanging moon. Simple pleasures in my head, dreaming of the country. And I can feel my mistakes on this long drive home. Hours counting memories, my thoughts are underwhelming. Gears in my mind slowly turning. There's a broken sign, something in my heart keeps my tongue from speaking. And I would not mind dying if you were by my side. Light shines dim around us, I run my fingers down the scar. Scene of the crime. Down like wine out here on this highway. I hold the keys to nothing, and I cannot help feeling like something used before. If I don't get killed out here, and if the cops don't get me, I hope that you will meet me at the door. I'm either in the driver's seat or under the wheel. There ain't no in-between. Ain't no in-between. Simple pleasures in my head, dreaming of the country. And I can feel my mistakes on this long drive home. Simple pleasures in my head, dreaming of the country. And I can feel my mistakes on this long, this long drive. This long drive home. On this long drive.
John Bishop from his indie-produced EP, three songs from North Hollywood. That one is called Long Drive Home. John is also a very talented actor. You have definitely seen him on television, in TV episodes, in commercials, as well as in films. You can find his music at johnbishop.bandcamp.com. And of course, he's also part of the trio Old Soul, with his daughters Fiona and Ivy, and you'll be hearing more of their music soon on High Climb Radio. So, I'm noticing an emerging theme, something having to do with relationships, to self, to others. We'll see how it unfolds. Honestly, I don't plan it that way, but inevitably, the music reveals something, to me anyway, in a bigger picture sense, you know? Last week, I shared my experience of how I was handed the gift of new music by someone I consider a cutting-edge artist. The lead sort of fell into my lap via Instagram. Regardless of the medium, I'm always inspired and influenced by artists who are passionate about creating an original work, something that comes from within them that's new. And this young woman does this through her music. This is June Magnolia from her freshman music project, independently produced. The project is called Sankaras, and this week I'm playing two songs back-to-back by June Magnolia. This first cut is called Night Muse.
Thank you. She whispers and coos a bending tune that helps you stay, that helps you stay, that helps you stay.
The lovely and intriguing music of June Magnolia, this week's two-for-one artist. The first song was called Night Muse, the second song called Part Your Lips. Both songs are from her freshman indie music project, Sankaras. June is working very hard to get her sophomore music project out to you. You can find her music at junemagnolia.bandcamp.com, where you can learn more about June and link to her via Facebook and Instagram. And remember, say what you mean the first time. I'm grateful to June and all the artists for giving me express written permission to play their music. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know the sound of the background singers means it's time for my random quote of the week. Now, the way I do this is I get up from my desk and I walk a couple feet over to my bookshelf, and I'll try to raise my voice so you can hear me. I'm going to reach up onto my bookshelf and touch a book. And the first book that I put my hand on, I will bring over to the desk. I won't look at it until I sit back down. And this book is by Ram Dass, and it's called Compassion in Action, Setting Out on the Path of Service. I open the book up to a random page, and I've opened to page 172, and there's a quote on this page, so I'll read it. Small service is true service. The daisy, by the shadow that it casts, protects the lingering dewdrop from the sun. William Wordsworth. So my takeaway is it doesn't have to be a grand gesture to be a helpful gesture. I'll sit with that and allow you to sit with that, and I'll get back to the music. But first, I want to give a shout out to one of my Instagram buddies, Michael Brown Artist. That's his handle. Well, Michael messaged me on Instagram this week and said he'd heard a song that I might like and that might be right for this podcast, and I found it and I agreed. And so I reached out to the band Lenoir. They formed in New Orleans in 2016 and now reside in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I was able to locate them on Instagram and reached out to Carolyn, who's a member of the band, and she granted me permission to share their songs with you. They've released several indie singles, EPs, and two full-length albums, which are available on Bandcamp and Apple Music. From their most recently released full-length album, Off the Cuff, this is Lenoir with Grapes.
Bye.
new to High Climb Radio. That's Lenoir, that's L-E-N-O-I-R-E, with their song Grapes off their most recently produced independent album, Off the Cuff. You can find their music on Bandcamp or Apple Music, where, of course, you can also purchase the songs, which is something I always encourage the listeners to do as a way of supporting these indie artists. Lenoir describes themselves as backseat R&B. They have a sound that's a mix of American rhythm and blues, along with Britpop and progressive pop. They have a website, www.lenoir.band. There's a lot of great information on their website, linking you to their music and music videos and media kits. Carolyn Lemieux-Houle, Gabriel LaRose, and Antoine LaRoche. They are Lenoir. And now here's a song from last week's Spotlight artist, Ms. Alana Sweetwater. This is from her indie-produced album, Compass. This is called Song of Love.
Not just a melody, not just a song to sing, something to feed your heart beyond the words we say under the day-to-day. To remember who you are, this is a song of love written just for you. This is a song of love. Can you feel it coming
Alana Sweetwater, with one of her earlier songs in a new arrangement off her album Compass. That was A Song of Love. As I've mentioned, Alana Sweetwater is a very prolific indie artist. You can find her music at alanasweetwater.com. You can link to her through my website, ericbolton.com, and you can follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Well, it's been a couple weeks since I've played this next artist, Mr. Paul Delf, from his indie-produced music project, A God That Can Dance. Here's one called My Heaven.
Anybody
Paul Delf from his life-affirming final music project, A God That Can Dance. That track was My Heaven. If you've been listening to the podcast since its early days, you've heard the music of Doug Lunn and Vita Vieira, and they were both featured on that track. Doug performing that beautiful bass line and Vita giving her all to those background vocals. So I'm going to stick with the emerging theme of relationships. I believe that song was about Paul's relationship to heaven and earth. This next song is from my pal Sarah Stanley from her indie music project Tuesday Girl. And I'll say this song is a little bit more directly tied to the relationship dance we do. This is the title track, Tuesday Girl.
If I have to wait till Tuesday to kiss you, I hate to do it, but you know that I miss you, and I hesitate to give you permission. But if Monday comes and you miss me, go get her. Go get her. You'll see she's not a lot like me. Go get her. You'll see she's not your Tuesday. Wise, but she's kinda boring. Thursday's kind, but you'll find she's too adoring. Friday's fun, she's the life of the party. When Saturday's done, Sunday's sorry, so go get her.
Rocker Sarah Stanley from one of three of her full-length albums. That was the title track from Tuesday Girl. You can find links to Sarah's music on sarahstanley.com. And I just noticed if you go to her music tab, you'll find her newest release, a song called Love is for Lunatics, which premiered on High Climb Radio. And there's some information there about the song's production, more details than I gave, so I encourage you to go to sarahstanley.com and check it out. And now I'd like to circle back to my Spotlight Artist of the Week. That's Joseph Tobin. And here's one more from his album, The Rogue Collective. And it's a nice follow-up to Tuesday Girl. It doesn't really matter which day it is. To Joseph Tobin, he would say, "It's a beautiful day."
Step outside and go for a drive. Hope to see you along the way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm down on my luck, work is piling up. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, 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 it's such a beautiful day. Oh, 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 it's so beautiful. Do your worst, try and curse me with words, but there's nothing that you can say.
I always feel better after hearing one of Joseph's songs. That's Joseph Tobin from the Rogue Collective, and that song was called Beautiful Day. You can find the Rogue Collective or Joseph's self-titled album on Apple Music, or you can link to him via my website at ericbolton.com. Joseph Tobin is my Spotlight Artist of the Week. Well, it seems I get to this point in the program each week, and I feel like I'm running out of time, and I still have so much music I want to play for you. So allow me to play what I can in the time we have left. And I wouldn't want to end this week's episode without playing something from the indie debut self-titled album from Old Soul. I'm going to stretch and say that this song has more to do with our relationship to Mother Earth. Old Soul is John, Fiona, and Ivy Bishop, and this is Styrofoam Cup.
Yeah.
Soul from their self-titled debut indie album. That song was Styrofoam Cup, and a good reminder to be in relationship with Mother Earth and nurture that relationship. You can find Old Soul's music on Bandcamp, and there's a link on my website, ericbolton.com. You can contact me via Facebook, Instagram, and at my website, info@ericbolton.com. Now, I'm going to run over a little bit this week, and I'm going to bypass the work in progress so that I can bring you some music that's brand new to High Climb Radio. And I just made the connection on Instagram with this very talented singer-songwriter, Jeremy Walton. He's followed by someone I follow, so I checked out his page where he has posted some videos of live music. I found his music projects on Apple Music and some videos on YouTube, and felt compelled to give you a taste of his music this week. And after you hear this song, I know you'll want to hear more. So that's the plan. And the great news is Jeremy has even more music on the way. He's recording a project on his front porch, which includes the ambient sounds of nature. Sounds very interesting. You can sample the first single on YouTube. It's called Forest Fires. But this is from his indie-produced album, Uncle. This is Jeremy Walton with Bright.
You and I are one small blink in time. In that blink, the world it walks a line. It lets us play our lives in fading light. It lets us play our lives on borrowed time. Shine bright, shine bright, shine bright. Let's play our lives in fading light. It lets us play our lives on borrowed time. Shine bright. Ah, 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 ah. shine bright.
You've discovered High Climb Radio. From a little cabin in the woods in the mile-high town of Idlewild, California, you've been listening to the independently produced podcast for truly independent musical artists. I'm your host, Eric Bolton. Please join me for next week's episode to hear more original music.